Good evening, Andrew. Thank you for joining us after this final pre-season game. 0-0 draw at home to Basford United. What was a highly competitive game this afternoon, and what are your thoughts on the game?
Well, first of all, I went to watch Basford in week, and the team that they started with today, they finished off with, which I see as their sort of like first team, and I seen them dominate a Mansfield side and go from 3-0 down to 3-2 in 10 minutes and could have won the game. A canter maybe, they could have won the game 6-3, 7-3, they had that many chances and created and ripped Mansfield to shreds. I also seen the result Basford that they beat one of our sort of rivals, as the fans know, in Nuneaton, and one of the favourites for this league, and they beat Nuneaton 6-2 and turned them over down at Nuneaton. So when I seen that and some of the players that they've gone, today had a feel of an actual in-season game. It didn't have a feel of a pre-season friendly. It was a proper test today. A team what sort of tired for their league in the north section, played the same step as us. So I knew it was going to be a proper test. I'm actually delighted today. The reason I'm delighted is because I know the expectations of Tamworth, and I feel that me and Gaz have, that even though we did well last year, we've got a point to prove still. And that's the feeling I get, sort of, that people think we're still young and you know, inexperienced in terms of management, or as a management team. Obviously, Tom's came in as well to offer some experience there. But Steve Chettle's played 400 games in the league. He's experienced. He's a very good coach. I can tell the team has been coached to a good level, being a fellow manager slash coach myself. So it's just that inner sort of happiness that, wait a minute here, we have got the experience and the knacks and the skill set to go and compete with anyone at non-league, and that's how I feel after today. I'm going to have to mention to the lads as well, because pre-season, because we know what we want, pre-season's been intense. The lads tactically was tremendous today. I was so pleased with the team that started the game and the team that finished the game. They were just they sort of buying into what us as a management team are doing, and I'm just delighted with the performance. I feel that it was a tight game, two very good sides who were organised, and I feel that we shaded the game and we was on top of the game. They had minimal chances, one from a set piece, dead ball, and Jazz had to make one save apart from that, and we've had a few chances. Again, I thought we shaded the game, and I think that's a good sort of benchmark of where we're at. So I'm actually delighted, especially when I hear their budget as well. I'm even more delighted with the result, let's say that. But yeah, I'm just delighted with the performance, wasn't it?
So, from our point of view, we're undefeated against non-league sides during pre-season, yeah. Looking organised, looking hard to beat,
yeah.
And you must be pleased with that.
Well, it's funny you should say that. Like I said, with points to prove, I'm a stats man. So we've played 21 league games now. We've drawn four, drawn four, lost three, and we've won the rest. So that's sort of like the win percentage is excellent. Also, we've scored 46 goals and conceded 13 against non-league teams. So when you start putting some stats down of 21 games and 13 goals conceded, you start to see what sort of like us as a management team are bringing to the table. And we're a threat the other way. 46 goals, you know, in 21 games is double, is more than two a game. So I'm delighted with them stats of how we started, and we can see what we are as a team and the philosophy we're trying to bring into the club. So yeah, the answer to the question is yeah, I'm delighted being unbeaten in pre-season, even though pre-season doesn't mean the most and you've got to take that into the season. I'm delighted with that, to say we've played 6, won 4 and drawn 2. So yeah, very pleasing. The clean sheets, again, they really engage me, as you know, as a coach.
Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously Gary's not with us today. He's away at a wedding.
That's
So I'd ideally ask this question to both of you. However, I've only got yourself, Andrew. So just be as honest as you can, really, with this one. With pre-season over now, are you clear on your starting lineup next week away at St Ives?
I've been clear with Gaz and Tom with the starting lineup for the last 2 weeks. And pre-season is about minutes. I'm crystal clear, we're crystal clear of what the starting lineup will be next week, going into the St Ives game. What I will say is that we have got some players who are performing tremendously well as an old squad. We're crystal clear of the lads who are going out on loan. Obviously, as you know now, Chris Cox has signed at right back. I thought he was tremendous today. To say it's his first game, and he's not been with us at all or done anything with us training-wise, I thought he was exceptional in terms of what he brings individually as a right-back. I thought Henry Wilder at centre-back today was top draw against a striker in Liam Earn, who's been in League 2 and scored you know, 40, 50 goals a season in non-league football. I thought him and Snoop was excellent today. So I know the starting lineup, and I'll speak to the other two. We're quite sort of securing what the starting lineup's going to be. And we're also securing the mind of what the 16 is going to be.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's what pre-season's been all about, getting to that point for you.
Yep.
And I know how hard you've worked on that. It was great to get the signing of Chris Cox over the line. He's been in the air for a few days now, a little while. You've kind of answered this already, but individually, what do you make of his performance today?
Well, he's got pace, he's got power, his 1v1 defending is excellent. What I did notice today is he stopped crosses, which for me, in terms of a fullback, 1v1 defending is vital, and stopping crosses is vital. And being able to deal with your winger, I was energised by is his willingness and hunger to get on the ball as a defender. So that engagement and the way he came in as well, and his confidence, he wasn't just coming in sort of like standing there, he was giving instructions out and stuff like that. So Chris Cox did tremendously well, and he's a player, and also he leaps like a salmon. He must have got to 8 foot once. I thought, wait a minute, I think he's the same size as me, but as he leaped the high. So what I liked is he come in confident around the change room, some of the lads know him. And he just fitted in like it was like a sort of a club, so to speak, or he's been here for like years. So I was delighted with his all-round attitude and performance, because I think it's important in the change room as well. So yeah, excellent performance from him.
He also seems an asset in the opposition box as well, because he was so close to getting on the end of a couple of Ryan Bezic crosses, corners, just over his head or flicked off the top of his head. So you can see why he scores goals.
Yeah, totally agree. I won't give his stats away, but yeah, I can see why he scores goals, because he's got a tremendous impact.
Change of tack slightly now, Andrew. Could you give us an update on the injury situations for Joe Magunda, Greg Casaboni, Aaron Ford and Charlie Shaw, please?
Yeah. Charlie Shaw, I think he's got to get analysed by the physio, but also analysed and maybe a scan outside of the club. Yeah. Just because that was a reoccurring problem what happened from last season. So I think Charlie Shaw knows that. So when he's had that, then we'll get a proper sort of diagnosis of what the rehab programme is going to be and how long it's going to be. Fordy, he should be back in another 10 days to 14 days. Fordy will be back. What he is doing though is he's running again, which is good. So it's only in hand. So he'll be, when he's had the cast off, he should be with a bit of rehab ready to go in like 10 to 14 days. Which I'm engaged sort of to get him involved, because he's a good player to add to what we've got already. Greg Casaboni. We're keeping assessed that he's having ongoing treatment. We're maybe having a look at a scan for him just to see if there's any underlying problem. We're hoping for 2 weeks or so, but the scan will obviously reveal more with that one. We had that chat today.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Joe, sorry. Yeah. I better not forget Joe Magunda, my mate. Yeah, Joe's fine. So Joe Magunda, he had a knock on the top of the foot. It swelled a little bit. It's a lot better than we thought it would be, because the physio said if it was really bad, it could be 4 weeks. But Joe Magunda's fine, and he should be back in training next week.
So hopefully all ready to go for St Ives
this
week.
All ready to go.
Okay. We had a trialist playing in the last few games who has played left back, right back and centre half today.
Yeah.
You actually mentioned him by name a little bit earlier in the interview. Will he be joining the squad permanently?
Yeah, he will be joining. He's joined the squad now. Henry, he's done really, really well. Funny enough, he's played fullback. He looks decent at fullback. I've seen him at centre back today. Henry Wilde is a tremendous centre off and a great asset as a young lad. He's a proper centre off. He played against Liam Earn with Snoop today. Snoop and or Nathaniel, as you know him, and Henry played, and Liam with all, and he'd probably say himself he didn't get much joy today. And I thought as a young man, Henry's acquitted himself at centre back, a mature performance. I think that's clear for everyone to see. And not only has he got a bright future with Tamworth, that young lad has got a bright future moving forward as well. So he's a great asset to have the club. And I mean, I can't wait to coach him, because his appetite for it is brilliant.
Pre-season's over now, Andrew. We now look forward to St Ives away for the curtain raiser in the league next Saturday.
Yep.
And everybody's chomping at a bit to get that one kind of underway and out the way. The question is now, you've got a week now, you've got two training sessions with the lads. How will you prepare for the start of the season?
Obviously, I know the lads that are, they're all engaged for the start of the season. So everyone's buzzing for that sort of start of the season feel. I've been a player not so long ago, so I understand what that feels like. What we'll do is, every game is 3 points. Every game will be taken the same in terms of we will prepare meticulously for every game. St Ives, I look at St Ives the same way as I look at Stourbridge, the same way I look at Nuneaton. The same way I look at Peterborough or Bromsgrove, I look at every team the same, and every team will get the attention to detail that they deserve and the respect. I understand that they're going to be buzzing about the season as well, so we're not going to take any team lightly. We're going to give everybody the focus they deserve, and that's what we're doing every game. The way we prepared last year for games, that's the way we'll prepare. The way we prepared for games in pre-season, we'll prepare that in training, and in terms of the analysis, in terms of what we do, what they do, everything, nothing changes. So that's the mindset, and I've told the lads that, and to make that clear, that a game in the league is worth 3 points. So that means when we play Nunney, and even though it's a rivalry, it's got the same value as when we play St Ives in terms of the first game of the season, in terms of 3 points. Obviously, I know for the fans it's a big game and that, and it's a local derby, and I know that as a manager, and I'll be pumping the team up for them games, but every game's worth 3 points. So that's okay. The mindset of the team at the moment.
Wonderful, Andrew. Thank you, as always. May I wish you all the very best with your preparations this week. Let's hope there's no last minute injuries or anything bad happen, and we'll catch up with you again after the result next Saturday.
I look forward to it.